USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin jury has found Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty of all charges in his double homicide trial. Rittenhouse remained still and emotionless as the verdict was read, but then broke down and sobbed soon after. Mark Richards, one of the defense attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse, explains why Kyle was put on the stand.
We had a mock jury, and we did two different juries, one with him testifying, one without him testifying. It was substantially better when he testified, I mean, to a marked degree, and that sealed it.
President Biden is back at the White House after getting a physical and colonoscopy. Leaving Walter Reed Medical Facility in Bethesda, Maryland, Biden said he had a great physical. The president set to pardon the Thanksgiving turkeys at the White House later today. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Democratic lawmakers are taking a victory lap after House passage of a big social spending bill. Talking with reporters, Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling the bill monumental and saying it's about the nation's values. This as Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says the bill is way too expensive.
When you get rid of the gimmicks, it's like $5 trillion, $4.6 trillion. I went broke. I went broke reading it. We don't even have 5% of that. $2.5 trillion new taxes, $2.5 trillion new debt.
Some Hulu customers will see a price hike soon. The streaming service is increasing the cost of its live TV subscriptions by $5 a month while adding both ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. Next month, subscriptions with live TV will cost $69.99 per month for the ad-supported version and $75.99 without ads. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The FDA gave emergency use authorization for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to be used for children age 5 to 11 years old at a lower dosage last month. Chairman of the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, Dr. Matt Daly, claims kids do want to get vaccinated.
Many kids are very excited to get vaccinated. Not about the poke, but about the promise. They know their parents have been very worried about COVID infections, and they think that getting vaccinated will allow them to return to some level of normalcy, you know, both in school and outside school.
Nearly 2 million children age 5 to 11 have gotten their first COVID-19 vaccine dose. President Biden nominated two picks for the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors that will replace longtime allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. DeJoy is under federal investigation due to accusations of campaign finance violations and has been scrutinized for changes he's made that have slowed some mail deliveries. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration has ongoing concerns about the Postmaster General.
We're, of course, deeply troubled, continue to be deeply troubled, as many Americans are, by the earlier reporting on Postmaster General DeJoy's potential financial conflicts of interest and take serious issues with the job he's doing running the Postal Service.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.